And welcome, my friends, to the Generations Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today, and we've got a lot of good news for you. It turns out that God is in control. And this whole COVID-19 economic debacle and the closing down of the school systems and such have yielded an amazing increase for home education. Certainly, we're seeing God's hand in these sorts of things happening. And we want to get to this on this edition of the program. Americans' confidence in the public schools, by the way, is simultaneously dropping like a rock. This is Gallup polls American confidence in public institutions in America. In terms of the public schools, America's confidence in the public schools has dropped off to 30%, down from 50% back in the 1990s. So that's pretty significant. People just don't have the confidence in the big public institutions as they once did. And this is Reason Magazine. As of this morning, the decreases of attendance across the United States for the 2021-22 school year is now widespread and affected almost every single state and every region of the country. And that's NCES Acting Commissioner Peggy Carr commenting in Reason Magazine. As of this morning, some states saw enrollment declines by 4-5%. That's big time, my friends. Recalling that home education has only made up 2-3% of the American population as of roughly 2019, the data is preliminary but concerning, per NCES Acting Commissioner Peggy Carr. The enrollment decline continues with this school year. Los Angeles Public Schools reports a 6% plunge in enrollment. That's larger than the 4% they saw last year. You thought 2020 was bad. Check out 2021. Los Angeles Public Schools reporting a 6% plunge. That's what, 10% of the American schooling population in just the last 2 years. And that's using the Los Angeles numbers. If you extrapolate, that'd be about 5.5 million kids. And where did they go? That's the question. They're not attending school. Where are they? Well, they're either not in school, or they're homeschooling, or they're attending Christian schools or private schools. The Christian school, the private school movement, not really doing much, not increasing anywhere like what we're seeing with the home education movement now. The number of students who homeschool more than doubled last year, according to the U.S. Census Bureau. And the uptick in homeschooling spanned across all demographics. For example, the number of black households started homeschooling in 2020 increased more than fivefold. Incredible, from 3.3% to 16.1% within a 3-5 month span. It's pretty amazing. And that was in the 2020 school year. We don't have all of the numbers in at this point, but here's what we know. In 1999, there were 1 million homeschooled kids in America. 2019, meaning about 20 years after that, it was up to about 3 million. Those are the best numbers we have as of December of 2019, pre-COVID. Now, 4-6 million homeschoolers in America today. Now, it could be higher than that. We don't know. Got a 10% number here on the 2021-22 school admission numbers for the Los Angeles Public School District. So what does that mean? I don't know. It could mean 10, 11, 12 million homeschooled kids, as far as I know. We'll see. Right now, I'd say the explosion is happening. It's hard to tell before everything settles out, and that could happen the next year or two. We'll see. Today we want to talk about this explosion and reasons to homeschool, and a brand new documentary film that is just being released November 12th, just coming out here in a few weeks. The video is called Schoolhouse Rocked, and the host of this particular documentary is Yvette Hampton, and she joins me now on the Generations Broadcast. Yvette, welcome. Good to have you with us on the Generations Broadcast. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And I know you have your own podcast. And
I do.
You've been excited about home education for a number of years. In fact, you got into it yourself at some point.
Right. Yeah, we did.
Yeah. Tell us how that happened, and then we're going to get to the film.
Sure. We actually, this is our 11th year of homeschooling. And so we started in kindergarten. Though, of course, we said, like so many others, that we would never, ever, ever, ever homeschool our kids. And we had been married actually about 11 years before our first daughter was born, before our oldest child was born. And so we had a lot of time to think about education and what we were going to do with our kids. And we just had so many misconceptions about it. We really didn't understand what homeschooling was, and we believed all the negative stereotypes. And so we said we'd never do that to ourselves or our kids. And you were just talking about California. Well, we're from Los Angeles.
Oh,
and so
okay.
When it came time to put her in school, you know, we were like, well, the public schools don't look like a very great option. And so our plan was that we would hope to put our kids in a Christian school. And that first year of school for her, I was pregnant with my youngest, and it just did not work out for us to be able to put her in a private school. And so I said, well, maybe we'll just try this homeschooling thing for a year. That was kind of our plan. So we went to a homeschool convention. We were invited by some friends to attend a convention, and it was that summer before her kindergarten year. And when we went, in literally in one weekend alone, our hearts were changed, and we got to see the benefits and blessings of home education and what it could do for our family and the importance of family discipleship. And so we just said, well, okay, this is what we're going to do. And that weekend, we decided that this was going to be not just for that year, this was going to be what we were going to do for our children for life. And and we've never looked back. That was 11 years ago.
That was 11 years ago. Okay. Yep. And then you got on board the vision, and now you're sort of selling the vision more or less with this podcast, and now with the new film coming out in just a few weeks, Schoolhouse Rocked. Why did you do the film?
Sure. Well, that's a great story. I do host the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast as well, and that kind of was born out of the process of filming this documentary. Garrett, my husband, he had worked in the Hollywood film industry for many, many years, and he loved filmmaking, and we loved homeschooling. That was, I guess, maybe about our sixth year of homeschooling that we were in. And the Lord just put it actually on his heart to couple his love for film and our love for homeschooling and family discipleship and put those things together and create a documentary on homeschooling. And the reason was in the beginning, really, because like I had said, we had so many misconceptions about homeschooling and we just didn't understand really what it was. Hmm. And at that point, we really had come to understand how wonderful it was for our family and for our children. And we were constantly, I had kind of become a homeschooling evangelist around town. You know, I was telling all of my friends and I was pretty good at convincing them that they needed to homeschool. And so the Lord put it on Garrett's heart and he just said to me one day, I think that we need to film a documentary on homeschooling and help people to see really the truth of what this really is. So that's how it was born.
You talked about misconceptions and, you know, you hear people say, I know somebody homeschools, they're weird.
Right.
You know, they use the anecdotal evidence they've picked up along the way, and then that sets them against the whole idea. What is it? What are the misconceptions that people have in their minds about home education?
You know, I think that they're changing, especially now since COVID. But 11 years ago, when we started homeschooling, we still thought, like you said, that homeschoolers were weird. We thought that they were going to be unsocialized. Mm-hmm. We thought that, you know, they could get a better education from a school system, from a real educated teacher who went to college to learn how to teach them. And we just didn't get it. And, you know, I'll tell you, one of the greatest things we've learned is that pretty much every mom feels inadequate about her ability to homeschool.
Yeah.
And I really did. I did not enjoy school as a child. And so I felt very inadequate in my ability to do that. Not, of course, looking at that time, I wasn't really considering, well, wait a minute, if God's calling me to this, he's going to equip me with everything I need in order to do this with excellence. And so it's all the, you know, the socialization. You know, oftentimes we have parents who don't quite understand why we want to home educate our kids. And so grandma and grandpa are saying, you know, no, don't do this, because they grew up in a generation where you put your kids in school, most of them. And there just are so many negative stereotypes that surround it. But I do think that that's changing. I think that people are opening their eyes up now and actually being able to see that home education really is a viable option and that it really isn't what people once thought it was.
Well, you have a larger sample size now. I can remember when I was a homeschool graduate attending a large West Coast California State University. I'd, you know, been through homeschool in the 1970s, and there I was running for student body president of Cal Poly in 1986. Mm-hmm. And people were asking me, you know, you were homeschooled. You're going to be pretty weird here. But in the end, I won the race. I was student body president. And,
nice.
You know, that I think gave people a little bit better impression of, you know, what homeschooling was all about in the mid 1980s. And yet, I think we have a larger sample size today, and it's better. People know other people who have homeschooled.
Right.
They see the academic excellence. They see that they're well socialized, better or right. equally socialized than their counterparts from public and private schools. They see it.
Right.
And we've got the data now. We've got studies, you know, everywhere. And so at this point, you don't have to go with anecdotal evidence.
Right, right. You know, it used to be, of course, where, you know, several years ago, you know, 15, 20 years ago, if you went out to the grocery store in the middle of the week with your child, people would say, well, why aren't you in school? You know, is today a holiday? And they would maybe look at you a little bit funny if you said, oh, we homeschool. Well, today, no one really does that. I know that there are some parts of the country where maybe that's a little bit more true, but I would say in the majority of the country, and we have actually traveled the country to film this documentary, and pretty much everywhere we've been, no one looks at us odd when we're with our children in the middle of a school day
mm-hmm.
in a store
yeah.
or, you know, in anywhere in public. And, mm-hmm. you know, if they do ask the question and say, you know, oh, did you have a day off today? And my girls will always say, you know, no, we're homeschooled. And they almost every single time they'll say, oh, wow, that's great. Or, you know, like you said, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, we know someone who homeschools, or my niece homeschools, or something
right.
like that. And it's almost like they get excited about it.
Yeah.
And no one ever frowns upon it anymore, typically, mm-hmm. that we have found.
Mm-hmm. Reasons to homeschool. You've traveled the country. You've talked to folks. Do you get a sense that things are changing, that people are homeschooling for different reasons? Certainly since COVID, things sure. have to be changing.
Sure. Well, you know, I think that that's a hard question to answer because it depends on the parent that you talk to. Hmm. The secular homeschool community definitely is growing, and they have very different reasons for homeschooling than I think the Christian homeschool community. And some of them overlap, of course, but, you know, oftentimes the secular homeschool community, they right now they're homeschooling because of mask mandates and vaccine mandates and fear of the virus, things like that. Some of them, of course, are pulling their kids out because they are starting to see what is being taught in their public schools, you know, CRT, CSE, all the things that are destroying children. And they're finally starting to wake up and open their eyes and go, oh, maybe this isn't so good for my kids. On the Christian side of it, I think more and more Christian parents really are realizing that they are called to disciple the hearts of their children. And they have a whole lot more control over what their kids are learning when they're under their own roof. And while they might have some of the same reasons as a secular homeschool community, I think that true Christian families are waking up to where our culture is today, why we are where we are. And if they're really paying attention, they're starting to realize that it really does start with education. We are where we are today as a culture because of the indoctrination of generations of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I mean, there are so many benefits as, you know, you get yeah. to meet the unique needs of your children. You get to focus on their strengths and on their weaknesses. You get to go at their own pace. And just being able to have that really strong relationship with your kids. You know, I know my girls better than anyone in the world because mm-hmm. I'm with them yeah. all the time. And mm-hmm. and I love that. I can read their emotions. I know what's going on for the most part, you know, mm-hmm. In their hearts and in their minds. And I love that I get to be the one to walk through the hardships of life with them. And you know, there of course are so many benefits to homeschooling,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and mm-hmm. and so yeah. So I think it depends kind of on who you're talking to.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me the overlap between the Christians and non-Christians that opt to homeschool is increasingly in the area of freedom. Just the freedom mm-hmm. from a one-size-fits-all government-controlled system where parents have less and less control and there's a mask mandate, the CRT indoctrination center, and everything else going on. This one-size-fits-all government-imposed system, I think it's more than the Christians who want to opt out of that.
Yes, yes, I agree. And that's why I say that, you know, some of the reasons overlap
mm-hmm.
For sure. And yeah, absolutely. And I think that as parents brought their kids home unwillingly, because of COVID, lots of parents didn't want to do that. But once their kids were home, they got to see firsthand, oh, wow, I actually do like my kids and I actually can do this. And of course, then many of them actually saw what was being taught in the schools because they were in the room with the computers on, with the teachers teaching. And I think a lot of parents' eyes were really opened up to what was actually happening in the classroom, what is actually happening. And it's only getting worse.
Yeah. Let's get back to the film, Schoolhouse Rocked. And that's coming out November 12th, friends. You're not just going after reasons to homeschool or to talk people into it. It really presents the vision itself of what this thing's all about.
Yes.
Develop on that a little bit.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you know, kind of the beginning of the film, it is not really an anti-public school film, but in the beginning of it, you know, every good story has to have a villain. And so, of course, in this film, the villain is the public school system. And so in the beginning, we hit a little bit on, well, it kind of starts out, it opens up with how most people just didn't want to homeschool. Like, you know, many of us are kind of what you would call accidental homeschoolers. And so we walk through that, and then we kind of walk through what's actually going on in the public school system. But that's not really the focus of the film. The focus of the film really is to bring encouragement to families, to bring the courage that they need, give them that just like, you can do this. You know, every mom feels inadequate. Every mom feels like she's messing up her kids. You know, very few moms feel like they're smart enough or educated enough to teach their kids. And so we kind of roll through all of the misconceptions, like what you and I talked about, the socialization, you know, they're not going to get a good enough education, all of those things. And so we talk through those. But then at the end of the film, we really bring the encouragement to moms, and we touch on every reason that people would have not to homeschool. For instance, we talk in there about having children with special needs. A lot of parents would say, well, I can't homeschool my child because they have special needs. And, you know, of course, my doctor said I have to send him to this special needs school. So we talk about that. We talk about why and how a parent with special needs can and should homeschool their child and bring that encouragement to them. We talk to the single mom. You know, we've got a lot of single moms who are homeschooling.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so we talk about that and how you can homeschool as a single parent. And it's going to look different than what it's going to look like for another family. But again, going back to, you know, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. He's going to meet all of your needs. We discuss that. We talk to dads, and we bring the encouragement that dads need, because even if dad's not the one in the home doing the actual academics with the kids, dad's role is vitally important. And even if that means dad coming home and encouraging his wife and his kids and helping with laundry and dishes, dad really plays an important role in the homeschool journey.
Yeah.
So we address fathers. And then really at the end of the film, we just bring it all together. And, you know, I talk about how I didn't know what I was doing when I got into this. I had really no clue. I went into it with my knees knocking and terrified, you know, to the core, truly. But over time, we realized how great this was for our family. Mm-hmm. And so the end of it, we really encourage people, you know, it is time to bring our kids home.
Yeah.
And you're going to be fine. And this is the best thing you can do for your family. So that kind of walks you through what the film really is about. And so it's really not just about, you know, debunking all the misconceptions. That's part of it. It's not just about the public schools and what's happening in there. That's part of it. But it's really to bring the encouragement and the courage to parents to really take this huge step.
How do you encourage the homeschooling mom who feels they're inadequate? Certainly that was the way it was with my wife. I used to say, you know, I just get out all the charts and show her that homeschoolers are doing 30 to 40 percentile points above the national average and nationally standardized tests, so get over it. You know, that doesn't always do the job for you. And but how do you get past the inadequacies?
Sure. Well, I think the first thing is that parents need to know their why. They need to understand why they're doing this. Mm-hmm. If they don't know their why, they're going to feel inadequate all the time, and that's going to end up winning. And I think once we know our why, and once we truly put our trust in the Lord, then we can take that leap of faith and trust that the Lord is going to give us what we need and equip us to this call of homeschooling. You know, our family often talks about Psalm 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. And once parents grasp that and they realize, well, okay, I don't want my child to walk in the counsel of the wicked, public schools, but we want him to delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on it day and night. Once you get that concept and you understand that this is truly what the Lord has called us to as parents, it's not just a right, but it is our responsibility. When you know your why, I think that's really the encouragement that most moms need. And then, you know, there are so many steps, of course, to once you decide to homeschool, what do you do then? You know, and you find mentors, you find other women who have gone before you,
yeah,
and other men who have gone before you who can bring that encouragement and be your support group. And, you know, I know that you guys do the Homeschool Summits conferences, and, you know, we've really enjoyed promoting those because those are the things that moms need. They need that encouragement, that constant feeding of truth. And, you know, homeschool conventions, things like that. Those are the things that they need to know are out there and available. Yeah. And then just have, you know, constantly digging into God's word, constantly pouring God's word over the hearts of our children every day.
Yeah.
Teaching them from a biblical worldview. And then just trusting the Lord. I mean, you know, it's there's just no other way. But you know, parenting is hard. Marriage is hard.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Anything that's hard is is worth doing. And
worth trusting God about.
That's right. You know? That's right.
One of our favorite stories is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, who, you know, we're attending Nebs University, that little educational program going on down there in Babylon, and they passed on certain parts of the curriculum, evidently. There was some tweaking of the curriculum, so to speak, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in the end, God blessed that. And that story helped us a lot just to know that, you know, we're tweaking it. We're not going to do what everybody else is doing, but we're just going to trust God that he's going to bless our kids and, you know, they're going to be promoted to second in command of the entire empire kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, going back to the why, like figuring out what our why is your why of parenting because you want your kids to go to the best university so they can get the highest degree, so they can get the best job and make a lot of money and have a really nice house and big vacations and nice cars? Or is your why because you want to point your kids towards Christ and teach them the ways of the Lord? Now, they can still, you know, sometimes they still have those things, and not that it's wrong to go to university and get a high, you know, degrees and all of those things, but what really is your why? Why are you doing this? And what has God called you to do as a parent? And how are you pointing your kids towards Christ? Because when they're when they're away from us for over 16,000 hours of their childhood, it's pretty hard to disciple their hearts for, you know, maybe an hour in the evening, if you even do that, and on the weekends. And so, we miss an opportunity.
And inevitably, it turns out to be the peer group and pop culture that takes over from here. Thank you very much.
Yes.
And as you know, I mean, that's the way it happens in the preteen and teenage years for the average child. Just the parenting influence and the discipleship opportunity is missed, and we don't want that to happen. Well, we need to wrap up this particular broadcast, but I think the key passage that you referred to towards the beginning, Yvette, is the key, and that is, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of this will be added unto you.
That's right.
You want the good grades, you want a good college, you want a good job, you want your children to be blessed in these various areas. Our focus is not on the material blessings. Our focus is really on the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And then he steps in and gives them everything they need.
That's right.
So that's the fallback verse for us, I know. Yvette has been our guest on the Generations broadcast. She is the host of Schoolhouse Rocked, and that is a new film coming out on November 12th. So, friends, you can catch that premium streaming release of Schoolhouse Rocked on November 12th, but you have to sign up at schoolhouserocked.com. Anything else, Yvette, to add to that?
Nope, I think that's about it. Schoolhouserocked.com, that's where they can find the movie. That's where they, on November 12th, that's where they can find the podcast and all the other things we're doing with this homeschool ministry.
Good, good. Yvette Hampton has been my guest on this edition of the Generations Broadcast. Thanks, Yvette. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And the Lord bless you and this video coming out. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.